Hello, good morning, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. Today's point is all about that Xbox handheld, right? Has there been news? I guess I don't know if it's like actual news. I think the big story that came out yesterday, maybe Wednesday afternoon, was about how Xbox is basically kind of downplaying their handheld plans to focus on like the Windows mobile experience with their partners. I think specifically like the Legion Go and the good old Republic of the Gamers Ally. And my general point on this is, yeah, you should do that. I think the thing, my general handheld PC thoughts are, as a person who is actively on his way to a half-hour train commute that I kind of picked up in the beginning of the year, I am now in the market for one of these things. I think that like it's still like a little too spendy for me. There's other stuff I'd rather spend that money on than getting a handheld PC for, to use an hour a day every other week. But the thing about them is they just make so much more sense to me now, like especially as Switch 2 comes out next week. The idea of listen, I'm not going to be one of those guys. I'm not going to be one of those people who's like, oh, don't go to Switch 2, get a handheld PC. I don't care. Get what you want to get. If you want to play those Nintendo games, get the Switch 2. I think ultimately, like, this is an enthusiast hobby. If you got the money to spend on one of those things, you want to see what Donkey Kong Bonanza is all about. Like, the only way you're going to be able to get that is a Switch 2. But I think that seeing how all of this stuff is going with the Xbox handheld, which has been, I think, rumored or in development, I mean, since before the Activision Blizzard deal closed, I think that popped up in the leaks there. Like, it's an interesting piece of tech, and I think it is a good companion piece of tech that is starting to make more sense to me as a person who has downtime away from my PC. And like, I've just been playing a bunch of small indie games that I think would, run pretty great on a handheld like that. But I think the thing that is kind of troublesome is that, Microsoft is a big company. Right, they're trying to get this thing out. They've been trying to do it for a long time. They have all of the problems that a big company has, and you just look in the past of Microsoft stuff, and you can kind of see if it's not a Surface PC product, maybe it's not going to go so great. And then you also kind of look at what's going on in the actual Microsoft ecosystem, and Windows 11 is not in a good place. Like, the sentiment around Windows 11 is not good. The like user experience of Windows 11 is, I would say, lacking. It's not like an intuitive thing to use. And what you're running into is like people who have PC, like who have PCs, who like to PC game, they're in that ecosystem, right? They know how it works. And as a person who has had a gaming PC for only a year now, like being a console person, the past 20 odd years of my life, it's not easy. Like, it's not like a simple process to get in there and download stuff. It's not easy to like fire up a PC game if you don't know what you're doing. Like, and especially as we look at like industry trends and like learning trends, like when was the last time a kid went through a keyboarding class or learned how to use a computer? Like, the way that, my 20-year-old sister is interacting with the internet and technology is completely different than the PC experience. Like, user experience design has come a long way since we were doing typing classes on CRTs, right? And I think the important part there is Microsoft is recognizing, they have a big UX UI team. Like, they know all of this. But you're seeing a lot of these big companies realize that bespoke interface design is how people want to, how people expect to interact with digital things. And you can see that with Microsoft being, they're stepping down, not stepping, they are focusing more on the user experience aspects of Windows 11 for small screen and mobile experiences instead of building a handheld. Because ultimately, if your software sucks, no one's going to buy your device. And that's kind of the benefit of the Steam Deck. Like, that was, as much as the handheld computing aspect of it is kind of like the big innovation there, I think the thing that the Steam Deck nailed is being able to have a piece of technology that you can use in your hand with, mouse and keyboard like experience, but in a like much more simplified way. And it allows you kind of get in there. It's still not, we're still not talking about Nintendo Switch level of, UX design. Like, it's still not the same as that. Like, you still have to go into Steam and you still have to, understand how that interface works, which just I know that a person listening to this knows how Steam works, but please just go to a store page for any game and tell me how to find the minimum requirements for a game, because I can find it, but it sure as hell takes longer than it should. And like the same thing for the Deck Verified stuff. It's like you need to have some amount of built-in experience working with these storefronts or this technology. So I think it makes sense that Xbox is focusing on how Windows 11 works on a small screen. I also think that at this point, it's kind of too fucking late. Like, they might as well just sit back and work on their partnerships, like Microsoft's core business has done with Dell and Lenovo and all of that nonsense. Like, just work with more companies to license Windows and the hopefully better Windows UI experience onto the ROG Ally or the Legion Go or any of these pieces, because you're going to run into the weird Wii U problem as well, I think. Like, I think if you're going to put out a handheld Xbox, the Everything is an Xbox marketing campaign did not do well enough for them to put out a handheld that has Xbox stamped on it. I think it needs to be a Microsoft product. And that comes back to kind of the I guess I would call it like the Wii U problem. But anything that has Xbox stamped on it, you're fighting against decades of people knowing what an Xbox is. And this is not an Xbox. Like, this is a handheld PC. And a handheld PC will have access to other storefronts. It will have access to possibly games that are not on Xbox. I mean, it will have games on there that definitely don't run on Game Pass. So it's just going to be confusing. Like, what runs does I can see the 45-year-old parent looking to get their kid their new Xbox on Christmas, and it says, "This is an Xbox," right next to the Legion Go, which is a portable gaming PC. And as a person who knows very little about those things, like, Xbox, it's either going to be, oh, this one runs Xbox discs, which, hey, guess what? It doesn't. Or this one only plays Xbox. So why would I buy the one that only plays Xbox when I can buy the one that plays the portable computer games? Like, I think there's a big branding exercise that needs to go on to make this thing exciting and interesting. And I really think that part of them stalling on this is realizing that the marketability of this device, as the market continues to get more saturated with portable PCs, it's an uphill battle. Like, it's the same problem as Xbox versus PlayStation. the market share is just not there right now. So you can't lean on all of the people who are like, oh man, I love my Xbox. Now I can take that on the go, because the two paradigms there are portable PC like a Steam Deck or the PlayStation Portal, which is just a streaming device. And neither one of them are what you think of when you think of an Xbox. So they have like some uphill battles to do that. So I think really the Windows layer is where they need to spend the time anyways, because if the Windows layer doesn't work, then that thing's DOA anyways. Like it's you're not going to be able to do anything if the reviews of that are, wow, it's a pretty cool piece of tech, but also Windows is inscrutable and they really fucked it on this one. So I don't know. I think this is the right play for Microsoft specifically. Like it is not the right play overall. I think it is the right play for them now because they missed the land grab. Like the gold rush is over, and now we've like the Steam Deck kind of took all of that, and now we're left with the also-rans that are popping out. And Microsoft being an also-ran yet again in the gaming space is not, that's not where they need to be. That's not going to be a good one for them. So yeah, I think we'll see how this goes. I don't think it's very surprising that this is the case though. So oh well. We'll get there, I guess. But yeah, thanks for hanging out, and we will talk soon. I've got to my train, and this episode must come to a conclusion. All right. See ya.